From Psalm 25, Psalm 25 from David. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O, bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. And us too is our prayer. Let us stand and pray together. Faithful God, we also look up to you in this evening hour, as we are gathered here once again to offer honor and praise to your holy name and to lift up our eyes to you. David said to you, Lord, I lift up my soul. And so we too would like to lift up our souls to you. My God, in you I trust. We also want to trust in you. For we know that whoever trusts in you has not built on sand. For you are the God of truth. You disappoint no one. No, Lord, you are wonderful and glorious. You will not let yours be put to shame, but you help him out of all. For this we want to praise you and exalt your name and offer you honor and thanksgiving. Lord, we have read, David said, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Faithful God, we do not want to leave you. We want to stay with you, remain with you, abide by your words. Make known to us your ways, your paths. Teach us, Lord. Be gracious to us, from the smallest to the greatest. Help me, help us, O Lord, and forgive our shortcomings, our sins, our mistakes. Keep our feet from stumbling, Lord. Lord, we worship you. Be close to us, even at this evening hour. We thank you again, that we may worship you here. that we may praise your name here, that we may contemplate your word here, that we may sing praises to you, Lord. For everything we can only praise and thank you. We also thank you for our daily bread and for everything you give us, Lord, for our health and for everything, and especially for the spiritual food, Lord. Worship and honor be to your glorious name, you wonderful God, you glorious Savior. We also thank you that our dear brother is once again in our midst today. May you bless him abundantly and make him a blessing, O Lord. We lift up your name, for you are ours and we are yours. Hallelujah. Lord, mine eyes are ever toward thee. That's how David proclaimed. Lord, let our eyes also always be fixed on you, Lord, on your word, for you have spoken mightily. Praise be to your wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. God's word is always good, no matter where we read it. It is always true, strengthens up, comforts, admonishes, teaches, instructs. Whatever we need, we find it in the Word of God. And if we take it to heart and believe it, then the day must come when everything we read will be manifested. And that is the day we are eagerly waiting for God's word to be confirmed and for God to be honored. Sometimes I feel like coming here and saying, let's pray, so that God gets his due. You know, when you can serve the Lord so freely, it's better than not being able to. And if you have a lot to carry yourself, then the burden becomes a little heavy from time to time. And there is no one who can always shake off everything straight away, especially if you have come into this world a little soft-hearted. But it is still important to me that we take the cause of God even more seriously than before. We, and especially I, but also together, must come to terms with the fact that all of Satan's rage must be directed at us. A very sad thing on the one hand, but on the other, a tremendous comfort and confidence. Because if God had nothing planned, the enemy would bypass us and all would be well. What worries me most are people who have mentioned the name of the Lord often enough and who probably go too far in everything they do or say. And especially when it concerns a matter of God. And you all know that when you are under a divine obligation, namely, to preach the Word of God, many want to, and others have to. And Paul says at one point, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. But there are also things that are too much of a personal burden for me to come to a meeting happy and radiant. And not even the things that affect me, but the precious souls have, if I know God's word correctly, these souls no longer have a chance. There is a word in Hebrews chapter 10. If something is done willfully, done with a purpose, then forgiveness is not there. Anyone can make mistakes. Anyone can miss the mark. But when it gets to the point where people do on purpose what they know they shouldn't do, then it's very bad. And that is the problem that concerns me the most about everything. For me, every soul is precious, especially when people are close to you and you are helpless and powerless in the face of a development that only God could change. And then you have to say, you want to change, but only God can intervene. I don't want to go into details here, but it is just very important to me that we ask God together to make a passable way. I have sometimes said it to the Lord, a kind of contract. Make a way for me so that I can make a way for you. Sometimes you tell the Lord things that are in your heart. But as I've just mentioned, it saddens me beyond measure that people probably go too far with everything. And above all, nothing can be made right. There are some things that can be corrected, and there are other things that can't be corrected. But one thing is very obvious in all of this: to destroy the divine influence so that people go mad, that they lose their faith or their trust, and then become a puppet in the enemy's game. I only hope to God that all who are still coming, and if anything is brought to your attention, ask me. I will answer at any time, if necessary. But I've only been away for a few days, and new rumors are coming up that really make you feel sick. And I said to myself, what's the point? What's the point? On the one hand, you could be happy. I laughed at first. But on the other hand, there is this deep trouble for every person who has once tasted the salvation of God. And I dare to say that a person who is born of God must have a divine source, a divine life, a divine nature. Sweet and bitter water cannot flow from the same fountain. A person who has had an experience with God must of necessity have something of his spiritual father, of God, just as, and it's also written in Hebrews, as our earthly children are partakers of our flesh and blood, so it must be in the spiritual. A little piety is not enough. God must have done something in us. All things must have become new. Even if we are in an old tabernacle or shell, the inner man must have been renewed. If this is not the case, then the rain and blessing will fall on the righteous and the unrighteous, and the sun will shine on the evil and the good, and many will be anointed without profit. How grateful we can be for the sermon, the anointed ones at the end time. In the past, we were not able to categorize two things. Today, by the grace of God, we can, and we know that it depends on the seed. The rain and the sun have nothing to do with the seed. Only what is actually there is brought forth. And if we are of God, then we are destined to behold His glory. Then we have received His word as seed, and there is no other way than for divine things to come forth from God. Every seed brings forth after its kind, and it is written of our Lord in the prophet Isaiah, "For the travail of his soul he shall see his seed and prolong his days." Divine seed must come forth in all the sons and daughters of God. And thus, divine nature and divine life must also be revealed in those who have experienced God, those who can truly say that they have been born again, that they have actually been renewed by the grace of God. Of course, if we look at this psalm again, we can see that men of God have had to go through many different paths. And I'm fully aware of that. I could have had a good life if I hadn't been put into service. Everything would have passed me by. But by the fact that God had something in mind, maybe even one of the greatest purposes and things to happen, now, at the completion of the New Testament Church, where it was really about basically clarifying, bringing, teaching, revealing everything in clear and true harmony from Genesis to Revelation, that the enemy is very angry. We all realize, and especially because he has been exposed in his schemes. Nothing has upset him as much as this. If he could have continued to act under a pious garment, he would have even conducted. But that was not to be. The price is high, but the meaning and purpose behind it is so great, because what is at stake now is the completion of the Church of Jesus Christ. Everything is at stake now, so that a bride without spot or wrinkle can be brought to the Lord, washed in the blood of the Lamb, cleansed with the washing of water by the Word, renewed and led by the Spirit, filled with the Spirit. We are to walk our way with God. But the way of God is always in accordance with His Word. And precisely where it is about the Word, and I dare say that there is no place on earth where such value is placed on the Word of God with all one's heart, with all one's soul, with full conviction, as in this place. It is a divine task that we have to face without wanting to. And because that is the case, and I can also add this, I do not believe that there is another place on earth where the message of God, the sermons of Brother Branham, have been so integrated into the Bible, and that we have received a satisfactory answer from the Word of God every time. Every time. We didn't just repeat things. We didn't just talk about them with enthusiasm. But we embedded everything in the Holy Scriptures from which every sermon came. And the Spirit of God graciously and lovingly led us into all truth. And that this process was and still is a very difficult one, and that the enemy's fiery darts in this nuclear age are not so small, but according to the time, he comes with the sharpest weapons. And again, we are back to the thought that it has to be this way and cannot be any other way. If it were not so, we might ask ourselves whether God has something in mind for us. Here we have all read along. All the ways of the Lord are grace and faithfulness to those who keep His covenant and His commandments. Not just one, but all the Lord's ways are grace and faithfulness, even if we may not always see it straight away. When you walk a path, you don't see the end of the path straight away. The path has its root. In the end, we will recognize that all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, that even in judgment He remembers mercy. And then it says, unto such as keep His covenant and His commandments. That is part of it. He has made a covenant with us and has placed His commandments, His word, in our hearts. We cannot help but to remember Him on His way and to praise His mercy and truth again and again. Also this verse, verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. When this verse was read, I thought, my God, this is the cry of my soul. Show me the way that I should choose, the way that I should go, a way that can be walked, a way that is also compatible with the Bible. It is always very easy to say, God is leading me. But God's guidance must be within the bounds of the Word. There is no other guidance, and there are some who have many different guides, and this is not malice either, which I am mentioning now. But a sister called me in despair. She had certainly never been here. She is from the Cologne area. And some sister had again a revelation about who should marry whom. And this young girl, for whom this sister called, had come in despair and just kept saying, Lord, I want to believe it, but give me a little love or affection for the boy I'm supposed to marry. She fasted and prayed, almost died in despair, until the older sister took courage and called me and asked what should be done. And you can believe me, if I can give advice after all I have experienced, I just said to the sister, God hasn't opened a marriage institute yet and won't bother much about such things. You don't need a revelation for that. It was like a redemption for people who are tormented, and then of course always with a thought, God has revealed this, God demands it, and people despair. No, God reveals His will through His Word. And every person who is controlled by another is himself controlled by another power. For me, there is nothing more than the very clear knowledge of God. And I'm saying this very clearly here this evening. If, for example, a woman withdraws from the dominion of her husband, then she automatically places herself under the dominion of Satan. That may be harsh, but there is nothing in between. Either one or the other. Both are not possible at the same time and are mutually exclusive. Of course, that is harsh, but it does not mean that a husband is allowed to be a tyrant, and that he claims to have the law of the fist instead of having domestic authority. We all know that. But we live in a time when things are going off the rails, and you can see it even in political life. Women who have long since become grandmothers want to play a major role in politics. Political parties complain that too few women get a chance to speak, and where do they belong? We've heard it often enough. But these are all things that you have to have experienced firsthand in all their consequences. Maybe that's why God allowed it to happen, to know all this. A person who only speaks from theory doesn't need to speak at all. He can remain silent straight away. He can remain seated. He has nothing to say at all. You have to be able to say things from an experience. And you can believe me, there will probably be no lack of that. So this is my wish. What man is he that feareth the Lord? I want to fear him, love and trust him. Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Before then, this will hardly be possible with a ministry as we believe it and as we expect it. Because you will always be pulled down by certain things. But God is able to turn everything around. It says here, turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. These men of God have indeed also had a turbulent life with all that that entailed, and have written so that we can have comfort in our situation in life and can trust the Lord with all our heart and know that He will make all things well. Verse 20 says, O, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed. For I put my trust in thee. In verse 19, Brother Rus had read friends, and it says enemies. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. I have not harmed a hair on anyone's head, and certainly not David. But that is the way of things. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me. For I wait on thee, O Lord. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Brother Rus added here, even us. And we can say that with confidence, us too, me and you, all of us, we are all in the same boat. I commend myself that you pray for me, and especially for the weekend. People are coming, they have the right to hear the word. And I fear and tremble. And yet, We have trusted the Lord so far and will continue to do so in the future. And now, in this startup, it's not just about me, it's also about the church. The view is that it is the work of man and must therefore be destroyed. With everything that is humanly possible, but with God's help, we will get through this too. The fear that I have is very great, that people who have drunk the cup of salvation, experienced the blessings of God, and even helped to build up and have given their time in every way, and then suddenly have nothing else in mind but to make it impossible and to destroy it. For me, it is a completely unbelievable thing. Oh, that we could go forward unburdened by everything that is on me at the moment, and certainly on you too, and that the Lord would soon come into His own. That is the prayer of us all. In closing, I would just like to say that I believe with all my heart that all those who have reconciliation with God also have reconciliation with people. And those who have forgiveness from God also have forgiveness for their neighbors. Everything that a person has received from God, they can pass on. He has that. And if he doesn't have it, we can't give it to anyone. But on the other hand, we can't take it away from anyone who has been given it by God. Let's lay everything before the Lord tonight. We can't go on physically and spiritually either. And that's why we want to tell the Lord in prayer, tell Him from our hearts that He is paving the way and that He is turning things around. He has the power. He can do it in an instant. Let us commit it to Him and trust Him. Amen. Let us stand up and pray that you will make all things well and bring them out gloriously. Lord, I lay before you all who are overpowered and used by the enemy. Faithful God, you have ways and means. You are able to change circumstances, to install and remove kings. You are God in heaven and God on earth. Lord, together we thank you that you have been with us until these days. You have kept us in your grace and in your word. You have guided us with your eyes through your Spirit. We thank you for this. Lord, we ask you to unite us more closely with you and with one another. O faithful God, that you may glorify and bear witness to yourself, We also bring to you all the prayer requests that have been sent to us. Lord, you know all distress, all confusion. You know all the sick and suffering, O Lord. We ask you to command Satan not to touch your people, for you have redeemed us and called us by name. We are yours. Despite everything, we are filled with a deep peace of God, which is higher than all understanding of men. Lord, a trust that can only come from you. Thank you for everything. Also the weekend we lay before you. Give us your word, as you have done in your faithfulness, and come into our midst, Lord. Not only speak, but also work. We lay before you all who are carried away by many things, precious, dear souls, who should not die, as your prophet says, O Lord. We ask you to intervene visibly, tangibly, Lord. Have your way with me, with us. Lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. I want to stand my ground before you with all those who have heard your word, O Lord, that together we might praise and honor you before your throne. Savior, you are the good shepherd. Would you go after all who have gone astray, O Lord? Who are we? We will neither be heard nor received, but it is you who laid down your life for the sheep. Lord, you are able to do everything. I thank you for this and entrust everything to you. Take us, keep us, and be with us all. By grace, in Jesus' name, Amen.